General elections are scheduled on Sunday in Portugal, Turkish-occupied northern Cyprus, and the German state of Schleswig-Holstein. And the first referendum on the European Union's constitution will take place the same day in Spain. Europe watchers say each of the contests has a significance that goes beyond strictly local concerns. Portugal is Western Europe's poorest country, and European Union statistics show it is losing ground in a world of heightened competition and globalization. So the election Sunday hinges on the need for urgent economic reforms that can kickstart growth and create jobs. Unemployment is now at 7%. Public opinion polls predict that the opposition Socialist Party under its new leader, José Sócrates, will defeat the incumbent Social Democrats of Prime Minister Pedro Santana López by a margin of 15 points and perhaps secure a majority in Parliament. Mr. Sócrates, an admirer of British Prime Minister Tony Blair, wants Portugal to move away from low-skill, low-growth industries like textiles and footwear and become technologically modern. He also wants to prune Portugal's huge bureaucracy. Mr. Santana López ran into almost immediate criticism when he took over as Prime Minister in July. He relaxed an austerity program aimed at cutting Portugal's budget deficit. That motivated President Jorge Sampaio, who claimed the government had lost its credibility, to call elections 1 year ahead of schedule. In neighboring Spain, voters are likely to approve the new EU constitution, despite polls showing that 90% of Spaniards have little or no idea what is in it. Spain has benefited hugely from more than $100 billion in EU subsidies during its 19 years of membership in the bloc, and most citizens are enthusiastic about the union. But as Madrid pollster Fernando Vallespín points out, there is uncertainty about the turnout.
The results are quite clear. Spain will be in favor of the European constitution, and this lack of real debates among the main parties may create a certain apathy on a large part of the Spanish electorate.
EU officials in Brussels hope that a strong yes vote in Spain will influence voters in such countries as France, which is scheduled to hold a similar referendum later this year. But analysts warn that if less than 40% of Spaniards vote on Sunday, any such snowball effect is unlikely. EU officials also are watching Sunday's Turkish Cypriot elections. Prime Minister Mehmet Ali Talat, who supports reunification of the divided island, is expected to win a plurality of the votes, but diplomats in Brussels say that will probably have little effect on the internationally recognized Greek Cypriot government, which they say has shown no interest in resuming talks with the Turkish Cypriots. Greek Cypriots, who are now EU citizens, last year rejected a United Nations peace plan for the island, which most Turkish Cypriots supported. Another election that is being watched on Sunday is in the German state of Schleswig-Holstein, where Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's Social Democrats are running neck and neck with the opposition Christian Democrats. Analysts say the poll will test the strength of Mr. Schröder's party, which is thought to be recovering from a string of electoral defeats last year after he announced cuts in social programs. Roger Wilkerson, VOA News, Brussels.